This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 27th. Well, folks, I just want to address the market volatility because I can tell from your emails and calls that it's starting to bother you. So China is still getting up on the wrong side of bed. So that puts pressure on Chinese stocks. Now, just so you know, they're doing an internet purge. Okay, they went after the internet education companies and other companies that are busy in the internet, like music companies and things. They are trying to control. And the Chinese stocks I own right now aren't being affected by that, okay? But when someone goes to sell a Chinese ETF, they will hit our stocks as well as the stocks that China's trying to regulate now more. So that's most unfortunate. They're essentially throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So where we are now, we just got to hang tight. We got to let the earnings come out and one by one shore up our stocks. And already today, we've had some stunning earnings for some smaller cap stocks I recommend. After the close today, we're going to have more FANG stocks announced, and they're forecast to be very good results. Tesla, by the way, yesterday had good results. Tesla, just so you know, was making most of its money from regulatory tax credits. Those regulatory tax credits are dropping as more companies make electric vehicles. And Tesla, even though they had a drop in regulatory tax credits, a 31.7% drop, they had record earnings. And so they're finally making money building cars. Yay. So that's good. So Tesla's a big company. It's scaled up. It's doing well. Okay. And in fact, it's doing so well, they're worried about the chip shortage, which, of course, we own the chip stocks that are profiting from that chip shortage. So I don't want you folks to worry about market gyrations. I apologize if Asia is getting up on the wrong side of bed, but that's no reason for us to get up on the wrong side of bed. We're in the midst of phenomenal earnings. They'll never get better than this, and we have to let those earnings come out one by one, drop kick, and drive our stocks higher. And that's what's going to be happening in the next few weeks. So I do not want you to worry about the market's gyrations or volatility. Now, a couple other things are going on. The 10-year Treasury bond yield is 1.24 and falling, okay? The Fed is going to have an announcement tomorrow, okay? And I expect a dovish FOMC statement because the European Central Bank increased its quantitative easing last week, so that's taking any and all pressure off our Fed to taper, okay? Also, our Fed does want to fulfill its unemployment mandate before it tackles inflation. And it's unfortunate our Fed may have let inflation get out of control, but they'll reel it in after they get their unemployment objective fixed. So one thing at a time here, okay? And I realize there's labor shortages in the economy, but it just depends on what kind of profession you're looking at. And I realize that 6.8 million people or jobs have been lost since the pandemic. So that's the Fed's goal, get those jobs back and then tackle inflation. But in the meantime, we've got stunning earnings. GDP looks great. By the way, consumer confidence came out today. It was a big surprise to the upside. A lot of economists expect it to fall because the preliminary reading from the University of Michigan last week on their consumer sentiment was down. But the conference board didn't see that. So we had a great consumer confidence report. And I just feel good about where we are. The durable goods report was decent. It was up nicely. We had a huge revision to the May number. So, folks, it's just time to let the good earnings come out and drive our stocks one by one. So for the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to have just wave after wave of good earnings. And I want to plead with you to be patient because, you know, this is... This is what we invest for. We invest for these big surprises to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So don't worry about gyrations. Our best defense is a strong offense and fundamentally superior stocks. In the meantime, the interest rate environment is perfect. We're still in a Goldilocks environment with accommodative Fed, low interest rates, strong earnings. And I can't be more positive than that. And I do know there's a lot of sourpusses out there that poo-poo the market and the media loves to glorify these negative people, but that's their problem. That's not going to be my problem. I'm going to have very, very good earnings, and we're going to grow and prosper. And if someone can't see the forest through the trees, well, that's their problem, okay? All I know is that I'm in the best environment I can ever be in right now for our growth stocks. So I want you to be patient and let those good earnings come out and drive your stocks higher. Now, it will get more narrow, it will get more bumpy, okay, as we enter into August and all. But last August I was up, even though I don't like the bumpiness. I don't think we should be excessively worried, okay? Also, I don't want you to pay a lot of extra taxes because, you know, a lot of us have these huge embedded capital gains in our stocks. So let's ride through everything here, and then we'll assess what's going on and fine-tune our portfolios after earnings season. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to give this quick update. I'll keep doing these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.